Message number 1123. I do not seek out the wicked to destroy them easily. My only desire is to save them all. Sunday, May 11, 2014 at 18:00. My dearly beloved daughter, my dearest wish is to bring love, peace and happiness to all of God's children. Never do I desire revenge, no matter how evil the deeds of men are. Nor do I seek to cause humiliation to anyone, although they may humiliate others in my name. I never seek to ruin a man's reputation when he is the cause of much destruction in the world. I do not seek out the wicked to destroy them easily. My only desire is to save them all. I cherish the souls of every one of God's children. I constantly seek them out. I try to draw them to me. Even those who do not accept my existence are being sought out by me every day. I make my presence felt in their lives by filling their souls with love for others, by drawing on the goodness within them so that it can conquer negative thoughts, deeds, and acts. Some souls are naturally receptive to me, and I delight in their generous response and tender hearts. Others have a barrier between themselves and me so that I find it difficult to touch their souls. But I will keep trying to reach that soul in many different ways until I can open their hearts to the power of God's love. Love is the driving force which leads to all good things. Love is present in every child of God from the moment they are born. God's gift of love helps humanity to conquer the evil one. When God intercedes and increases love in a soul, he does this to defend his children against the wickedness of the devil. Love is more powerful than hatred, but hatred is patient. Satan, full of hatred for humanity, has no love of any kind except for himself. He infests humanity by planting hatred within souls who have been weakened because of sin. Hatred finds a ready home in the souls of those who are jealous, full of pride, lonely and confused. Satan will never tempt a soul into hatred by presenting it to the soul for what it is. Instead, he will tempt the soul through the sin of pride always as his first tactic. The soul will be led into believing that he must take umbrage because his own needs dictate that, because he knows best and that he is doing a good thing. God's love is spreading amongst all of his children at this time. He does this out of his mercy. He will increase the love within the hearts of man to help humanity fight against the hatred which will soon intensify in the world, when men's hearts will become cold as stone. I ask that you recite this crusade prayer to seek God's love at this time. Crusade Prayer 149, to seek God's love. O Jesus, fill me with the love of God. Fill me with your divine light and flood me with the love I need to spread the seed of God's mercy amongst all nations. Allow your divine love to be spread by me amongst all those with whom I come into contact. Spread your love so that it alights upon all souls, all faiths, all creeds, all nations, like a mist to enrapture all God's children in unity. Help us to spread God's love so that it can and will conquer all evil in the world. Amen. Always equate love with the presence of God. Know that only love can bring me souls. Know that only love can come from God. Only love has the power to bring peace, contentment, and unity among nations. Hatred comes from Satan, and wherever you witness it, you must recite the prayer above to seek out God's love. Remember, love will conquer all because it comes from God. Your Jesus.